Kelly, what's this setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do, right, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's a bad look when you scold your kid, but then your kid catches you doing the exact same thing you told him not to complain about, right?
That is awkward. It's hard to make a point that way.
Now, imagine it's not a kid and a parent, but it's an employee of a multi-million dollar company and the CEO.
Oh, boy.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without canceling your workers' bonuses when you received millions of dollars in bonuses, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
You know, there's probably a lot of circumstances that surround this, but Andy Owen, she's the CEO of this high-end furniture company, and she's kind of gone viral for the wrong reason, because during an online meeting, she scolded workers for complaining about not getting bonuses. Here, listen, because some of the audio went viral.
Questions came through about how can we stay motivated if we're not going to get a bonus. Some of them were nice and some of them were not so nice. So I'm going to address this head on. Don't ask about what are we going to do if we don't get a bonus. Get the damn $26 million. Spend your time and your effort thinking about the $26 million we need and not thinking about what you're going to do if we don't get a bonus.
Okay, so
Oh boy.
She continues by saying you need to leave Pity City.
All right.
Oh gosh.
I had an old boss who said to me one time, you can visit Pity City, but you can't live there. So people, leave Pity City. Let's get it done.
Okay.
Okay.
So
like, what a motivating speech.
Yeah.
That's a Braveheart moment.
Right. But they can never take our freedom.
Yeah, right. No, I don't think that's going to motivate her employees to be like, yeah, let's work even harder.
Well, especially after that clip sort of making the rounds around the internet. Word got out that last year she received about $3.9 million in stock rewards.
We can call that a bonus.
And then on top of her $1 million salary. Now, you know, I mean, look. Again, probably there's a lot of things that are to take into account when you're looking at this story. And, you know, we don't hear all the sides because they're kind of in spin control right now.
Uh-huh.
But, again, I'm just going to throw that out there. It's setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without canceling your workers' bonuses, telling them to leave Pity City when you yourself received millions of dollars in bonuses, you're doing okay.
Yeah, you know, at the very least, to show solidarity, like, she should be canceling her own bonus, right? I think that'd be a show of good faith to a workers. It'll be interesting to see if she makes any sort of gesture after all this fallout.
Yep, that is your setting the bar.